Mr. Basilio, B-I-B-A-S-I-L-I-O, Garcia, 6360. Today's the 18th, is it? 718, yeah. So this fellow is a 47-year-old gentleman, comes in with lower leg pain, severe arm pain, severe abdominal pain, diarrhea. My bowels are all messed up, headache, nausea, dizziness. Patient is a 47-year-old married gentleman who states he drinks, he smokes very little. Comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms. He did have a fever 2 days ago. His temperature is 99 today, period. COVID immunization is up today, period. His COVID test is positive today, hence the reason for the further evaluation that he has received at this time, period. Allergy none, social. He's a maintenance worker. He does smoke. No, does drink alcohol, doesn't smoke on a regular basis, he says. He has a history of gastroparesis and abdominal pain, diabetes and high blood pressure and BPH and high PSA. As a matter of fact, has an appointment to see the urologist next week. Surgery includes cholecystectomy, right shoulder, right knee. Let's see, immunization, COVID immunization is now up to date. Family history is positive for hypertension. Hypertension and diabetes. Let's see. Also massively positive for stroke and heart disease in the family. Uncongestive heart failure called cardiomegaly. Everyone in the family has had diabetes and high blood pressure. Review of system. Positive for headache, dizziness. Mild congestion, cough, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, shoulder pain, leg pain, arm pain, severe, and a array of other problems that was indicated above. So blood pressure today is 129 over 71, pulse is 88, respiration 16. Temperature 98 or 98%. Heart positive, some positive too. Lungs clear with few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, push to pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows tenderness over the calf, mild, no edema, positive pulses, upper extremity shows tenderness over the arms. Assessment, number one, COVID-19 is positive. Number two, he doesn't like steroids. Number three, we gave him a shot of Rocephin, a gram. Next number is we gave him Z-Pak. Next number is does not want Paxlovid. We discussed this at length. Next number, Motrin and Tylenol for aches and pains. Next number is if it develops chest or shortness of breath, must go to the emergency room. Next number, also give him aspirin, 81 milligram once a day while he's got COVID. Next number is vitamin D, 10,000 units once a day while he's got COVID. Next number, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits except for fatty liver. Gallbladder is gone, of course, because done because of abdominal symptoms. Next number is lower and upper extremity, which was done because of severe symptoms of pain and discomfort and possible DVT in face of COVID. Showed no mild PVD but no DVT. Next number, carotid ultrasound, which was done for dizziness, shows no changes from last year. Next number is echocardiogram. Shows no significant change from previously. Next month's prostate is enlarged. Next month he has a high PSA. Next month has an appointment with a urologist next week. Next month I discussed with him that the high PSA could be indicative for cancer. Must keep his appointment. Next number, renal Doppler ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, soft tissue shows severe lymphadenopathy consistent with his current COVID-19 infection. Next summer's finding discussed with patient at length. Next summer's check blood work with including hemoglobin A1C. Next number, patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving the office. Let's make your medication list for him. Different page. Allergy, none. Medication, metformin, 1,000 milligram BID, lisinopril, 10 milligram a day. Lomax, 0.4 milligram once a day. Actos, 30 milligram once a day. That's it, making medication list for him. Under surgery, did you put right knee, right shoulder, and cholecystectomy? Perfect, perfect. A medical problem, VPH, under urologist care, diabetes, and hypertension. Make sure those are there. Thank you.